Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Is Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart, and my name is Lukom Gwedi Puti once again with you. Now it is, of course, that time. You know what time it is? It's time for legalities.
Yes.
Legal Junction, Mr. Siyagamela joining me back again in studio. Good afternoon, Bishop SK.
Good afternoon, Luke. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah, guys, so that's his stage name. You remember? Bishop
yeah.
SK. You must never forget that one. But no. On a more serious note, now he is Mr. Siyagamela.
Yes.
The only lawyer.
The only lawyer of the radio.
Mr. Siyagamela, it was just Christmas yesterday.
Yes.
It's a busy season, I must say.
Mm.
And so glad to be back with you in studio.
Yes.
There's a lot of matters we deal with right about this side of the year.
For sure.
Of course. So I want to know, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about specific crimes. You see,
okay.
Since well it's December, there's just a lot of shenanigans that are taking course out there. So let's talk specific crimes and also differentiate the types of crimes to our listeners so that they don't find themselves on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yes.
I think it's very important because, like you're saying, sometimes we are really not paying attention only to find out you are on the wrong side of the law.
For sure.
And this is the worst time to be arrested, I must tell you.
Exactly.
It's a public holiday already today.
Yes.
You get arrested on a public holiday.
Ish. And the question is, will you be entertained for bail application? And what type of crime is it admissible for bail and all that?
And I mean, most courts are not even sitting tomorrow because, hey, public holiday today. So it's really, really a serious one. So let's get right into it.
Mm. I think let's firstly, Luko, differentiate between the crimes.
Okay.
In terms of specific crimes.
All right.
Referring specifically to what Snyman has written. This man is a very good writer of criminal law.
Even I know him.
Yes. In actual fact, he has been a writer of criminal law in South Africa for decades.
Mm.
So each and every person that has studied law or busy studying law,
there's no way
when it comes to criminal law you cannot know as Mr. Snyman.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
He's still alive, still writing powerful books.
Wow.
When it comes to crime, he understands criminal law, that man.
Okay. All
yes
right.
So we'll firstly look into crimes against the state.
Mm-hmm.
Since well it's December, we check these crimes. What are crimes that one can commit against the state?
All right.
Then we will look cases like treason and public violence.
Okay.
You see. So those are crimes.
That public violence gets people into the most trouble I can think of.
Exactly. And you see, Luko, now since well there was a directive by the president that tech shop owners must close with immediate effect. Such things may lead to serious violence because not all of them are illegal in the country.
That's true.
You see, so such things, they should be taken into consideration, looking that not every spaza shop owner is illegal.
It's illegal.
Yes.
That is so true.
It can also bring a very big lawsuit.
Ish, that's another one, Mr. Sakamela, that I would like for us to chat about. Because I saw, you know, when they were talking about that spaza shop issue, how people were saying, you know, there are South Africans that are registering businesses and that, you know, SARS is going to come pouncing on you.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah, so, no, I get it.
So those are crimes which one can commit against the state.
Okay.
Then also we'll be looking into crimes against the administration of justice.
All right.
One has been issued with a court date. Because it's December, they just decide not to go and appear before court. Then subsequently, a warrant of arrest has been issued.
Next thing, you are arrested.
You are arrested on a warrant and now the state denies bail. Then you have to trial while you are in custody. So those are crimes that can be committed against the administration of justice. Contempt of court, defeating the cause or the ends of justice.
Mm.
And perjury,
okay.
Lying under oath before court.
And I think people do not take that one seriously, actually.
Yes. Mm. Yes. In actual fact, our justice system is so undermined that people think they can just go to courts and lie under oath, you see.
Mm.
They even take time to sit and strategize to how say, this is how we're going to inform the magistrate. This is 1, 2, 3, we're going to say.
Who are they? Because I'm suspecting there's also lawyers involved. Who are they?
No, you see the issue with lawyers, Luko, we are creatures of instructions.
Mm. All right.
You see, we are creatures of instructions. We work on what we are instructed to do. And also, you see, with these crimes, there's elements that must be met, which Mr. Snyman present them very clearly.
Okay.
To say in each and every crime, be it is perjury, be it is defeating the ends of justice, there must be elements that must be met to qualify it to be a crime. So that's why we have lawyers to avoid people being charged with crimes which are not
crimes. Keta Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Luthando Olo.
Yes, you see, Luko, looking also, continuing with the crimes against the administration of justice, we spoke about perjury,
mm-hmm.
We spoke about contempt of court, we spoke about defeating the ends of justice.
Yep.
Then we'll also be looking into contravention of section 319, subsection 3.
Okay.
Making conflicting statements under oath.
All right.
You see, it's relatively related to perjury.
To lying,
yes,
pretty much.
Yes, but this one, you find today you are saying this, tomorrow you are saying that.
Okay.
Today you're saying, no, he assaulted me. Maybe with a broomstick. Then the following day you say he pointed me with a firearm. You see those conflicting statements.
Okay.
So these are crimes against the administration of justice.
Okay. You see. All right.
Yeah. Then we'll also be looking into making false statements in an affidavit.
Shit, there's that as well.
Yes, that is contravention of Section 9 of the Act 16 of 1963.
Maybe with that one, Mr. Sekamela, why do you think people actually continue to do that? I'm actually sitting here and I'm thinking, I spoke to a friend a while back who was telling me she wanted, what do you call this? SASSA grant.
Mm.
And she went to go make an affidavit, obviously.
Yeah.
To say, you know, the husband, I don't know where he is. And ushadile,
jal.
And she makes that statement. But when I heard that, I was like, yeah, you had to go sign a document and you under oath actually said,
yeah,
this guy has gone haywire and you know you're lying.
Yes.
And my wonder is, should SASSA find out, then what happens? Is you it just see, let go, they just close the grant and life continues?
That's fraud.
It is.
That's fraud because affidavit, it's an affirmation. You see, you are confirming the actual state of issues.
Exactly.
But now, if you saying something in an affidavit which is not the actual position,
true,
then it's something else.
Sure. Okay.
And it's sad that we have such people on day-to-day basis that have just decided to be lawbreakers.
Sure. They've decided to be lawbreakers.
Yes.
Because what happens when you're caught up in the future? Then all of a sudden, it's an unfortunate event. No, it's a crime.
When I'm caught, I'm caught.
It's a crime. If I'm That's
not
what it
caught,
is.
I'll keep moving.
Yo, guys.
Yeah.
Remember that other one? And let's first.
Yes. Yes.
That's another one where people really lie.
Exactly.
Sure.
And justice has got long legs.
Hey, it will catch up with you.
Yeah, it will catch up with you with time.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Then also we look into, we're still looking at crimes against the administration of justice.
Mm.
Then we're looking into this one, the last one, escaping from custody.
Yeah, no, that one is the one we know a lot.
Yeah, yes.
Ever heard when they say a couple of prisoners have escaped from custody? How scared you become when you're driving, especially if it's in your community.
Exactly.
I remember one time it happened somewhere in Pietermaritzburg, we had traveled that side with my friends. We were having a photo shoot, and we heard it on the news. We were so afraid. We're like, can we do things and leave Pietermaritzburg, please?
Yes, yes. Being scared of the criminals.
of course. Because they're like, hey, don't approach them. These are dangerous guys.
Yes.
Sure, okay.
So it happens. They escape in prisons. They escape even in police custody.
What?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
And the sad part is that it's officials actually that aid.
Oh, because I was really wondering. I've had a situation where I had to go fetch my twin brother from police custody. Obviously, we bailed him out. But I was just like, how does one even leave here? You could never just randomly escape. So it must have been a police someone.
Yes. Have you ever been to Pretoria Prison?
No. Which one? The Kgosimampuru?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you been there before?
The walls are high. No, I always drive past.
But you remember there's a guy who and used to be... Yeah. But
Ananias Mate. Everybody knows Ananias
Mate. Yeah, he used to be a specialist when it comes to escaping from
lawful
custody. Yes, no, he died.
Safe to talk about him. You don't talk about him. Let him is listening.
No, he has really set a precedent when it comes to escaping from custody.
But do you think that guy did that thing solely, or was there probably assistance somewhere?
No, there's assistance.
Of course, yay, that guy.
Look into the escape of Thabo Bester and Nandipa from lawful custody.
True.
A prison that is guarded day and night, 24/7.
Exactly. How does one exit?
A person is able to escape.
Imagine.
So it also says a lot about, like I said, people have decided to be lawbreakers. So even officials, they've decided to
aid and abet that to behavior. Aid,
and promote same. You see, to say, no, I can assist you, and you see even officers when you are driving, Luko. Even if you have committed that offense, maybe he caught you speeding, maybe on camera. Yes. Their negotiations will not be based on writing you a ticket.
They are always on what you can do.
They are always more on
what
on
you can,
what
do
you
right
can
now.
Give. Yeah, you see. And that's a criminal mind.
Hey, that is so true.
Yeah. That is why we'll quote this verse, Luko, even if it's December, to say, so a man thinks.
So is he.
So is he. So we are mostly how we think.
That is so true.
Yeah, so they
it's
approach
one
you.
That's going to surface and we'll see you acting on your thoughts.
Exactly. Imagine a person, now it's December, a person is driving drunk, Luko. You take bribery from such a person. How many lives are you putting in danger?
That is so true. You know, I have to, sorry to cut you, Mr. Sekamela. One time, I think in November sometime, I was driving from the studio and this one turn, as I was approaching, there was a car approaching me head on. And it was a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, on a Thursday, I don't knock off too late. It's like 3 o'clock. And as the vehicle approached, I tried to brake. Literally, I had to brake because there was nowhere I could go. Because this guy, at least if he was driving on the wrong side, I would have gone to the other side. But he was all over the place. And eventually he stops and he starts hooting at me. And I realized he's actually drunk.
Yeah.
It happened again this one time. In November again. But at this point, all cars had to come to a standstill. Now people are coming and they realize this guy's drunk. One guy says to me, Sissy, drive away. There's nothing we can do because this guy didn't hit your car. And I'm like, no, it's true. But at the same time, whose car is going to hit next?
Exactly.
Imagine now, even if police would say, you go.
Yeah. And you see, that's not their place. Remember, we once discussed this on the Legal Junction today to say police officers are not debt collectors.
Exactly.
And they like engaging into this thing of money to say, no, you pay this person. That's not their place.
Yeah. They try to be some mediators.
Some mediators and magistrates of some sort, you see. And which is not what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to combat and eradicate crime.
Exactly. Sure. Interesting.
Because you check, did you see this latest one, Luko, of Mkhaila?
No. Mkhaila, who
is that? The soccer player.
Oh, who bumped a child with the mom driving to school.
A child with the mom driving to school. Yeah, they're in my area.
Is it really? Sure.
Yes.
So, and the child died.
Exactly. And drugs were found in the car, alcohol.
So early what
hours
to
of
that
the
case?
Of the morning. He's out on bail.
Okay.
but the matter will resume in 2025.
Okay.
So we'll follow suit of that. Then we'll also come back and inform
the listeners
to say what is happening, because there was a lot of also dissatisfaction in terms of that is a Schedule 5, Schedule 6 offense.
Okay.
Regardless of the fact that he handed himself over to the police.
He did escape the scene, though.
He escaped initially. The scene. Yes. Mm. You see. So I think he wanted to sober up so that
exactly.
when he goes.
So that there are no tests to see there are no how tests much alcohol to is see. In his blood.
You see.
And that for me baffles me, Mr. Sekamela, because we already know now that that's the strategy employed, that you run
yes.
away from the scene
mm.
and then show up mm. so that nobody can really mm. test mm. what the level of alcohol
exactly.
is.
So sure. so you can see how people decide to be to
law
be lawbreakers. But we'll follow suit on that one
okay.
and see to it that we come and report to the listeners.
Mm.
Yes. Then again we'll check since well it's December, crimes against the community now.
Yes.
What are those crimes? The first one is rape.
Okay.
People will be calling it celebration, Luko, going to taverns,
yeah.
meeting girlfriends there, drinking alcohol.
Mm.
Then the next thing, there is allegations of rape.
Mm. Mm. It's true, and it's quite a common one during this time.
Exactly, it's very common. Come January, lawyers will be busy helping clients with
That's
bail
true.
Applications for the same crime of rape. Then also we check sexual assaults.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, compelled sexual assaults. And we also check exposing genital organs.
Yes, yes. When people are drunk, they do crazy
it's
things.
It's a trend. It's a trend
yeah.
now. Yeah, it's a trend. So such crimes, people should be aware that the law does not accept that.
Yep.
You see.
Yep.
And that's for the mere reason why we have the legal junction to
yeah.
make them aware that these are issues that are allowed by law and these are issues that are not allowed by law.
And you're probably thinking, how does this involve me as a Christian? At the end of the day, you're part
yes.
of that society.
Exactly.
And if you're encountered with a situation where somebody's exposing their genitals, you know what to do.
Yeah, true.
You know what to do.
True. You see, so it doesn't set us Christians aside.
Exactly.
Because the law, I normally say this, that the wheels of justice, they sharpen left and right.
Mm.
So even us as Christians, on day-to-day basis, we need the knowledge of the law.
Of course.
Because the law, if it does not protect you,
mm-hmm.
it says it can protect the interest of the other.
Of course.
You see, that is why even if you see, well, you are not attacked in your own house, but you see your neighbor being attacked,
what?
The law allows you to protect your neighbor in terms of Section 49 of the criminal procedure, to say my neighbor was in danger and I acted in defense
of my neighbor. Okay.
The law allows you to do that. But now we're living in the community where people are so selfish.
They mind their own business.
They mind their own business. You can be attacked while neighbors are watching.
Say that again.
You see.
Say that again.
So those are crimes that we need to, the crimes against the community actually. Then the other one is this one, sexual act with a corpse. So there's just many.
There's a lot.
Yeah. So we'll just end there in terms of crimes against the community, because there's a lot. Fraud.
I think we are going to even have to cross it over to next week. Even
yes. No, yeah, no. It's a lot. When Snyman was writing, he was very serious.
Yeah
he dealt with every element, every criminal activity. So quickly, we'll just look against crimes against the family.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just look with this one. Common law, abduction.
Yeah.
It's December. Yeah. People will be abducted. People will be kidnapped. You see. So we just pray that the grace be upon them. But they must be knowledgeable to say such things do exist. And they must be careful.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Then we look also crimes against public welfare. Extortion.
okay.
what we just spoke about, to say someone in terms, instead of doing their job, Luko, they would rather opt to demand money.
Mm.
You see, and that's extortion.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, because you are extorting money instead of you being the person that must promote
exactly
justice. Corruption.
A major one.
Yes, that's crimes against public welfare. Drug offenses.
Yeah.
And it's
and there's a lot of bust and searches this time of the year. So, yeah.
So it's very sad that these crimes exist in front of law officials. It's very sad. Then also we'll be looking into unlawful possession of firearms.
Okay.
It's December. People are carrying guns. You don't know where they've got those guns. Those guns do not have relevant papers. So people must just be aware that the law does not allow that.
Doesn't tolerate
it. Does not tolerate it. Then we check public indecency.
Mm-hmm.
Violating a grave, violating a corpse.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah, you see, when you read Snayman, Luko, you'll realize that people can do.
Yeah, and you're saying, you know what, Mr. Sakamada, just on that one, as you're saying, I mean, I'm a rural girl. You know how people will claim their family members, and sometimes these family members have spouses who should be making those decisions.
Exactly.
You know, you're thinking, I want to exhume my brother's body and move it to a certain place, you know.
Yeah.
But what is the wife saying?
And also following the proper processes.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah,
because you cannot just say you are going to exhume. You are going to exhume. Do you have a court order that instructs you to do that?
Exactly.
Have you approached a competent court in relation to that?
To do that.
You see. So people, they just decide to be lawbreakers.
Then you get into trouble because you're thinking, I know I was just doing good. Mm. You know, I was exhuming my brother's body. But have you followed the processes?
You see. Yeah. So it's sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we check crimes against life.
Okay. That is?
Murder.
All right. Okay.
Culpable homicide. Mm. People drunk, driving drunk, then killing innocent people.
Yeah.
It's a no-no. It's not acceptable. You see. Then
I don't think we'll be able to get through all of them, actually.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Because there's also crimes against bodily integrity,
okay.
Assault, intimidation. There's also crimes against dignity and reputation,
okay.
Crimen injuria, defamation of character.
Yeah,
you see. So it's a lot. Crimes against freedom of movement, kidnapping. You see, crimes relating to property, theft, removal of property, use, robbery. Receiving stolen property, buying stolen property. So those are, they're just a lot. Fraud related crimes, forgery, theft by false pretense. So there's just a lot. Yes.
Maybe let's deal mostly with these ones that are vital at this time. Yes, all of them could get you in the wrong side of the law.
Yes.
But also, I think one of the things that you need to help us with is then what happens? You're now arrested because of one of these.
Yes.
What, for instance, you spoke earlier on about schedule 5 offenses or 6.
Yes.
And you know, one might think, okay, when am I eligible for bail? When am I not? What happens? So maybe that's one of the things we must look at so that we don't run out of time.
Yeah, there's what we call 174.
Okay.
Then where it's normally called police bail.
Yes, like the one where I took my brother from.
Yes. So there's certain crimes, Luko, where police are allowed
to take bail.
To receive bail, yes.
Yes.
You see,
which are those type of crimes?
It's minor crimes.
Okay.
It's minor crimes like shoplifting. Schedule 1 offense.
Okay.
Yeah, Schedule 1 offenses. That's where you will find police being allowed.
All right.
To issue bail. But there's certain crimes where is those which we call prosecutorial
crimes.
Bails.
Oh, prosecutorial bail.
Yes.
Okay.
then there you must go and appear before a competent court.
And what are examples of those type of crimes? Could be your murders.
Yeah, murder. Okay. Culpable homicide.
Mm-hmm. You see, rape. Does it fall under? Rape. Okay.
Yes. You see, those are serious crimes. That is why you don't qualify to be instantly released on bail.
Mm.
Under normal circumstances, matter will be postponed for 7 days.
Okay.
To allow the investigating officer to confirm the address, confirm that you are not a flight risk.
Okay.
Then you come back after 7 days and appear and do what we call a formal bail application in a form of an affidavit.
Oh, okay. Another thing, Mr. Sakamela, I actually thought about it. With these arrests, even let's say for minor crimes, for instance, because minor crimes obviously range, though not too minor, I'll tell you,
that
you're drunken driving. It's also one of the minors, I do believe, Schedule 1, right?
Drunken driving, it's very serious now.
It's serious, yes, it's serious. But like I'm saying to you, I've had to go bail my twin brother out for that before.
Yeah,
I remember the last one. The police said to me, "I feel so bad for this man because he's not even drunk, but you know, we made him blow the thing, and yeah, it was over the limit or whatever." And we went there. They said no, we must wait. Obviously, the what do they call it? Investigator or a detective still coming, and we waited. We went and got him out later that day. But be that as it may, Mr. Sekamela, in the case of those, is it just a case of one needs to just go pay bail, or do you always need to have your lawyer on speed dial?
You see,
because I noticed for me that day when his lawyer came, I could not really see what he was there for.
Yeah, there's certain things, Luko, they will require wisdom.
Yeah,
certain things they will require wisdom. You can negotiate certain things
yourself.
But again, because you may not be clued up when it comes to the law,
it's true.
It will be very important that one appoints an attorney. Yes,
because on that particular day of the said story, I think the first person my brother called was his lawyer.
Yeah.
Then the lawyer called. I think we tried calling him and we couldn't get the explanation. Then he called us and he told us where the car was. Then that's the end we heard of him. He was still going to the police. I went and I picked up his car. I was back home at that time in the Eastern Cape. And the lawyer called the wife. And he said, no, he got a call. My brother's been arrested. He's heading to the police station right now. And we went there. I must say, as much as I did not see much that he did while he was there, it did kind of help us a little bit for two reasons. One, the police wanted to be a little difficult with us.
Yeah.
It is when he approached one of the police and he said, one of my clients is in here, that he paid a bit of attention. And only then they heard him out and they explained to us when we'd be able to come back in. Then he also explained to us, at some point, he needed a jacket. They didn't want to give him the jacket. The lawyer tried to negotiate, and they took the jacket in. Because it was just, the claims didn't make sense.
Yeah, you see, some things is just a bad attitude.
It's a bad attitude, that's what it
was. Because you are there as a public servant, to serve the public. You don't have to respect people based on their job descriptions.
Exactly.
You see, so it's a very bad attitude.
Because they could have just answered us and said, listen, we're still waiting for somebody to come and do the full-on investigation. Then, you know, you guys can come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other issue we must look into with this drunken driving. It's this blowing machine.
Sometimes they're not even calibrated properly.
Yes, you see. So it cannot, such evidence cannot be used in court.
Okay.
That is why the best evidence is for them
blood tests.
To do blood tests, then wait for results. But now the sad part also, our government laboratories,
take months on end.
Even yes.
You know, Mr. Sakamela, so this was the second time I had to go get my brother. I'm coming back to what you're saying. The very first time we had to go there, he had a drink, but a day before. And my twin brother is what you call a yellow bone. He's extremely light in complexion. He says he slept at about 2 o'clock that morning.
Mm.
He works, you know, in the pharmacy space.
Mm.
So the next morning he woke up early, rushing to the pharmacy at the hospital. And in East London, there's what you call amapela, these small taxis, private cars.
Okay.
So him being a yellow bone, who has only slept about 5 hours, 6 hours.
Mm,
In the morning, he gets up and he decides to go drop some of his friends.
Mm.
He drops them. At this point, he's not even angry. He's not drunk anymore, sorry.
Mm.
And as he's driving, one of the taxis stops right in front of him.
Mm.
Out of anger, he does blind spot to overtake this car.
Mm.
And his eyes meet up with the traffic cop.
Mm.
He tries to overtake and the traffic cop stops him, gets him out of the car. And he says, you're drunk.
Mm.
There's no blowing, there's nothing. He says, you're drunk. To this day, he always says to me, I don't understand how that guy determined that I was drunk because he looked into my eyes and he saw my eyes were red.
Mm.
So anyway, they took him for blood tests. He never blew the whole thing.
Mm.
He never blew it. They took him for blood tests and then straight to police station to wait, obviously, for him to sober up, as they say. I walked up to him that day to go see him. I was angry. This was the first incident, obviously. I'd never been met up with such a situation. I got there and I spoke to him. I was like, dude. And I looked at this guy and I thought, who's drunk here? Because this guy's not drunk. What is this about? Long and short of him, of it, we went. Obviously, I bailed him out that day. And then he went back to court the next day.
Mm.
And they gave him back the bail, obviously. And they said they're going to wait for blood tests. It's now probably 5-6 years later.
Oh.
He's still waiting on that. Nothing ever happened after that.
Yeah.
So I said to him, with the last incident when I spoke to him, I said, dude, I don't understand. Why am I having to do this again?
Mm.
At this point, you're married, you have a child, and we have to come and bail you out.
Mm.
And I wasn't even, I wasn't planning to, by the way, until the traffic cop said to me, I'm not even going to lie to you, that guy's not even drunk. So then his wife looked at me and said, okay, maybe let's go bail him out. Because I was like, I'm just taking his car. He'll see what to do. It was weekend. I got to him again. I was like, well, this guy's not drunk. The thing is, I know him. He's my twin brother.
Yes.
So with that one, he was never taken for a blood test, by the way, for that one.
Mm.
So for me, I'm just like, guys, what happens? Who's not doing their job? Who's not doing their job?
Sad.
Well, it is sad. Because my thing is, if he is on the wrong side of the law, then he should be punished for that.
For sure.
But he never gets to that because people are not doing their jobs properly. Aish.
Lawbreakers.
Yeah.
Lawbreakers.
True. Get away with a lot of stuff.
Yes. You see, so that's basically the position in as far as drunken driving is. There should be substantive evidence that must go before the magistrate before you are convicted. So, but like we say, officials, they will just abuse power.
Yeah.
You see, arresting people with no sufficient evidence. And that is why the most sued minister, it's a minister of safety and security.
I always thought it was the minister of health because that's another one. Yo.
Yes. Yes. Negligency on doctors and all that. The two,
but the safety and security is the first.
Yeah. The two are the most sued.
Yo.
And it's
and if you think about it, these two are the ones taking in who are supposed to be having interest in the people.
Yes.
They should be taking care of the interest of the people.
True.
But instead, there's a lot of violations met with.
They took the oath to come and do the opposite of issues.
Sure. We aren't left with a lot of time, Mr. Sakamela, less than 10 minutes. But maybe if you can touch on a few that we can quickly just look at, and then we'll continue next week as well.
Yeah. I think the other issue that we can look into, because in Swell is December, we check this crime of malicious damage to property.
And people like fighting and they end up doing
that. People like fighting and you see, some are not staying at home. They are somewhere in Joburg working. Now they are back, it's December.
All right.
Then they will just fight for properties to say, no, this one was given to me, this one is mine, then it will lead to such damage of property.
Yeah, yeah.
So people must just be careful and be safe from committing such crimes. Because you see, if you want to become a better person, Luko, in the future, you must refrain from any criminal activity.
Say that again. The way people destroy their futures.
Yes.
Criminal. It's very easy to get a criminal record, guys.
Let me testify.
Yes, please.
Back in university.
Studying law.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. That was before I studied law. I once tried my luck with numbers.
Accounting.
Yeah, become accounting. And I had to drop out.
Why is it that most lawyers started with become accounting? What is this?
Do you know this module called statistics? Stats.
Yes. In fact,
quantitative techniques.
With most fields,
yeah,
a lot of people complain about stats.
Yeah, that's where now you'll realize lawyers and numbers are two
don't
different.
Mix.
They do not mix.
Naki Khanyoli, what's in financial accounting?
Yeah.
For law students. Yeah. That thing dealt with me. But I remember you said you've got me.
Yeah, with that one, you see, with the experience that comes from the commercial space, especially having done commerce from high school.
Oh. So that one is, it is easy.
Because, accounting for lawyers is just, it's a straightforward, it's basic sexually to accounting.
It's to help you calculate those invoices.
Yeah, it's to help you calculate the invoices.
It's an inside joke, guys.
Yeah, so you know what happened, Luko?
Mm.
We started making copies.
Okay.
Of textbooks.
Yes.
For students who could not afford to buy.
Okay.
We were not aware that is copyright. Against copyright.
Mm.
We sourced machines to make copies. Our business was booming. We would make
and
we were students by that time.
So you really did not think it was actually illegal?
No, we did not think.
Oh, wow.
And even greed.
And you were helping. That's another thing.
Yes,
you were also helping.
Yes, someone who could not afford to buy business management textbook, we would just make
a
copy and we sell it cheaper.
So where do you get the original? From the library? Or you find someone who's got it around?
No, we get someone with an original and we promise that person something, then we make those copies.
Okay.
You see. Then one day we got caught. Then we were taken to Mankweng police station.
It was that deep, Mr. Sekamane.
It was deep.
Didn't just end at the school.
No, the campus control security came to fetch us in class. I remember we were attending.
Whoa.
We saw the guy talking to our lecturer, giving the lecturer our names to say, "I'm looking for one for this
was
guy."
Was it a police guy?
You see, then the lecturer went like, "No, Siakamela, and this one and this one, the campus control security is looking for you." Then we're taken to campus control.
Wait, at that moment, are you aware what's happening, or have you heard any rumors that you might be in trouble, or you're just like, "What's this about?"
No, remember, we were also leaders at school.
Okay.
We're into
SRC.
Into the SRC. Yes.
Okay.
So even rooms. For you to get student accommodation, you'll find that we'll charge something.
Oh.
And because, you know, you don't want most of students, especially first years, they don't want to stay outside campus.
Yes.
And when it's full on campus, obviously, you'll have no choice but to go outside campus.
Of course.
So even rooms, we had plans.
Yes.
To sell you a room, to say, "No, we'll sell you a room for this much."
You guys were corrupt.
Hey, we're corrupt. Luko, we got caught. We were taken to the police station. Only to find that when they take those fingerprints, they will appear for some time.
What?
Tell me, I remember when I was supposed to be admitted by Ronald Lamola, the former Minister of Justice. Oh, he's still?
I think he is.
Yeah, as court annexed mediators. Then they went to check our fingerprints.
Years later.
Yeah, 10 years later.
You were still doing BCom and you changed to law. Now
I changed
you are
to law. Now
I'm
qualified. I'm moving with life. Then I appoint. Is the time when they introduced Rule 42 to say every court must have a court annexed mediator. There should be someone that will do alternative dispute resolution in every court. And you are supposed to be appointed by the Minister of Justice. You can't believe those fingerprints.
Showed.
They caught up with me. I could not be appointed. I had to go and do what we call criminal expungement.
You.
So that the minister could pardon me for that. And remember, we were not even found guilty in court. But for the mere fact that
the fingerprints show.
So you must be very careful not to be arrested.
Because we always think it's only once you've been found guilty
No. My fingerprints had to stay there for. And luckily enough, remember, you only qualify to do criminal expungement after 10 years.
So fortunately, it was after 10 years. Had it been before that, you would have to wait.
I will have to
Your
wait,
life would be on
and
standstill.
And I will not get a police clearance. So that says even if I was to maybe travel overseas, I will still have issues because I can't obtain a police clearance. So it's very important to avoid anything that has to do with criminal activity.
Guys, okay. Unfortunately, you have. It's actually a great way to close off the show today.
Yes.
Because really, Mr. Sekamela, I think most people don't even think about this.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, well, I'm not found guilty. That's the end.
Yeah, many are out there, Luko. Dockets were opened. Then there was some stuff that were done. They were released.
You'll only be fortunate and blessed if the person gives you a chance to explain yourself and they understand your explanation. Otherwise, it could close a lot of doors for you.
Yeah, but most of the time, the employers, they don't even give you a chance. They just simply check on the criminal record system. If you are found there, then automatically you are regarded to be a criminal. You can't work in that space, especially with law. With law, it's a no-no. You're not supposed to have a criminal record.
Sure. Wow. Mrs. Sekamela, I think it's time for us to sign out. But we're definitely continuing with most of this, right? Next week, are we?
Yes, yes. Yeah. No, we have to. Now that is December, we must just make noise to the listeners about refraining from criminal activity.
We're not here to excuse your behavior and show you how you can escape from custody. No. We're here to say, rather don't go down that route.
Yeah, we're telling them the truth, that which will set them free.
Say that again. Guys, Mr. Sekamela, time for us to sign out.
Yebo, from the only lawyer of the radio, Asluko, and the listeners of Radio Pulpit, till we meet again. Bye-bye.
Your email address, please, in case your services are needed in this time.
info@siakamelalegal.co.za info@siakamelalegal.co.za
Remember, outside of these doors, it's a consultation.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It's already been great being with you. We'll do this again next week. Same time, same place. God bless.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.